Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and his top generals were on Capitol Hill today. They told Congress that it would be a mistake to set a timetable for a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. And before the House and Senate Armed Services Committees, they insisted that Iraq is moving forward despite daily attacks by insurgents. However, the head of the U.S. Central Command contradicted Vice President Dick Cheney's statement that the insurgency is in its last throes. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration sent its top guns at the Pentagon to Capitol Hill in an effort to reassure Americans about U.S. involvement in Iraq. A number of recent polls show growing public unease over the war. A small bipartisan group of lawmakers shares that unease. It has called on the administration to set a timetable for pulling out U.S. forces. Secretary Rumsfeld rejected the notion, saying it would throw a lifeline to terrorists.
Timing in war is never predictable. There are no guarantees. And any who say that we've lost this war or that we're losing this war are wrong.
But Rumsfeld and Generals Richard Myers, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Abizaid, head of U.S. Central Command, and George Casey, head of the U.S.-led forces in Iraq, had a tough sell with some lawmakers. Senator Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat, said that U.S. military personnel deserve an objective assessment of the situation in Iraq and what lies ahead.
They're not getting either from the administration. Instead, they get a repetitious bugle that sounds, things are going well, things are going well, stay the course, stay the course.
It was Levin who recalled Vice President Cheney's recent characterization of the Iraqi insurgency on CNN and asked General Abizaid for his assessment.
In terms of foreign fighters, I believe there are more foreign fighters coming into Iraq than there were 6 months ago. In terms of the overall strength of the insurgency, I'd say it's about the same as it was.
So you wouldn't agree with the statement that it's in its last throes?
I don't know that I would make any comment about that other than to say there's a lot of work to be done against the insurgency.
Levin said he did not support setting a withdrawal date for U.S. troops, but he did say that the president should make it clear that withdrawal is a possibility if the Iraqis do not stick to their timetable for establishing a new representative government.
We must demonstrate to the Iraqis that our willingness to bear the burden of providing security has limits.
Some Republicans also express concern about U.S. involvement in Iraq. Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, warned Rumsfeld about the consequences of losing public support for the U.S. deployment.
In the last year, sir, the public support in my state has turned. And I worry about that because that's the only way we'll ever leave before we should, is if the public loses faith in us. And I'm here to tell you, sir, in the most patriotic state I can imagine, people are beginning to question, and I don't think it's a blip on the radar screen.
Rumsfeld responded that polls can change very quickly. Anyone who chases polls, he said, is going to get seasick. The defense secretary said he believes that the American people, when given sufficient information and appropriate leadership, eventually make the right decisions. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.